Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Micah Sandy. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on May 26, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Northwestern women's lacrosse team punched their ticket to the national championship game last Friday. They narrowly beat Boston College, but they were unable to take home the title yesterday against North Carolina. The team, posting on social media yesterday, quote, fought really hard. The city of Evanston announced this weekend that Evanston beaches are now open for the season. They'll be open to residents through Labor Day. Beach passes or daily tickets, available at select locations throughout the city, will be mandatory to enter. To get one, you'll need to present a valid proof of residency, which includes utility bills, state IDs, or Northwestern University wildcards. Those who don't live in Evanston will have to purchase passes or daily tickets. And in Chicago, an estimated crowd of 200 protesters gathered at Federal Plaza yesterday to commemorate the 5th anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. The protesters also spoke out against President Trump's recent rollback on police reforms. Illinois lawmakers are advancing a measure that eliminates mandatory road testing for drivers under 87. The bill would also grant people the ability to report relatives they believe are unable to drive safely. The bill passed through the Illinois House and, more recently, the Senate, with unanimous votes. It is now headed to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk. And President Donald Trump said yesterday that he will be pausing tariffs on the European Union until July 9. This comes after he reportedly had a phone call with the President of the European Commission. The original tariff of 50% was set to begin June 1. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Micah Sandy. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnurnews.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.